Acts chapter 16. Then he came to Derbe and Lystra, and a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain woman who was a Jewess and a believer, but his father was a Greek, who was well reported of by the brothers that were at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted him to go ministering with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those quarters, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees to keep that were ordained by the apostles and elders who were at Jerusalem. And so the churches were established in the faith and increased in number daily. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden by the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they had come to Mysia, they planned to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit wouldn't allow it. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night, and a man of Macedonia stood and asked him, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." And after he had seen the vision, immediately we planned to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Therefore, departing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the main city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony, and we stayed in that city for a while. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was usually made, and we sat down and spoke to the women who went there. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, who worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, so that she attended to the things that were spoken by Paul. And after she was baptized and her household, she asked us, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and stay there." And she persuaded us. And as we went to prayer, a certain young woman possessed by a spirit of divination met us, who brought her master as much profit by fortune-telling. She followed Paul and us and shouted, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who show us the way of salvation." And she did that many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they laid hands on Paul and Silas and brought them into the marketplace to the rulers, and brought them to the officials, and said, "These men, being Jews, do very much trouble our city, and teach customs that are not lawful for us to receive, nor to observe, being Romans." And the multitude rose up together against them, and the officials tore off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had thoroughly whipped them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received that responsibility, put them into the inner prison and made their feet secure in the stocks. And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were undone. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he pulled out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul shouted with a loud voice, saying, "Don't harm yourself, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and jumped in, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved, and your family." And they spoke to him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their wounds, and was baptized, he and all his, immediately. And when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them and rejoiced, believing on God with all his house. And when it was day, the officials sent to the sergeants, saying, Let those men go. And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, The officials have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace. But Paul said to them, They have beaten us openly without a trial, being Romans, and have thrown us into prison. And now, do they put us out secretly? No, truly, but let them come themselves and fetch us out. And the sergeants told these words to the officials, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Romans. And they came and asked them, please, and brought them out, and desired them to depart out of the city. And they went out of the prison, and entered into the house of Lydia, and when they had seen the brothers, they comforted them, and departed.